This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, have your coffee ready. Be ready to go. Because I'm not slowing down. We're just going to crank through a whole bunch of stories that I've been storing up that I want to get through. Because there is a lot of crazy things happening. Hey, if you want to get one of those flags that you've heard so much about, you know, I've been telling you about the new new sponsor. Watch this. I bet you didn't save it. There it is. Okay. So if you're watching, you can see it. Otherwise, you can't. But if you want to get a hold of a new flag, first of all, you can go up to the store and get it. That's therealside.com/store. Or if you look up on the website, if you look up on the screen right now, we have the ad for the 3x5 flag up there. Now the beauty is the flag is made here in America by an American company, and it was the company was founded because the founder couldn't find a decent American flag made in this country for her husband, a veteran. And when she did buy it, finally, it was a Chinese-made flag. It's going, wow, can't we get an American-made flag? An American flag made in America? That would be a lot to ask for, don't you think? So, if you want one, because I want to hear you screaming about it. I want to hear you telling everybody how great it is. Here's what I'm going to do. And you can keep sending, sending me emails, all right? And I know some of you are on Facebook, but if you're on Facebook, there's a button there that says email. If you're in your car, well, don't know what to tell you. I think if you pull down the application, that's right. Go up on Apple, go up on, what's that other one? The Google App Store or whatever it is. Yeah, that too. Pull down the application. You can actually send an email right from your phone. And all you got to do is say, I want the flag. So what I'm going to do tonight, and I won't announce it until the end of the night. If we don't get there, we'll just wait until next week. The 35th email I get, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I will send you this flag for free, my friend. It's really that simple. Beautiful. Embroidered flag. I have one. You hear me do the commercial? I mean it. I mean, I like looking at that thing when I walk outside because it looks like a real flag. It has some substance to it. There's some workmanship that's gone on there. What did I say? 35? Yeah, 35. I want to get away from the 25. That's too easy. 35. Send as many as you want. Any emails as you want. Somebody's just going to have to be faster than you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess there's no way to fix these people. You know what I mean? There's no way, because they don't see anything that they're doing as being wrong. I'm talking about, obviously, the people on the left. You know, they can fat shame anybody they want to. They can speak about people any way they want to. And it's okay. You know why? Remember, I've been telling you, it's not about equality. Never has been. It's about control. And the reason they get away with it, the reason it's okay, because remember, their cause, no matter what that is just and good. Their cause is the right thing to do. Their cause is above board. And us? Just ask them. They'll tell you. We work for the devil. That's what Nancy Pelosi said a few months ago. That the Democrats do God's work, because apparently now abortion is God's work, but the Democrats do God's work, and the Republicans, right, they do the work of the devil. Isn't that terrible? Well, not terrible. It's actually, there's no surprise. Let's start there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you guys been paying attention to know? You know, the Democrats, whenever you say, remember when we talked, you know, what's her name? Didn't look quite right. Mrs. Clinton. Looked like she was having trouble. Right? Was looking a little older. Looked like the campaign was getting to her. Right? Well, we were all terrible people, right? You can't say that about people. You go to college campuses, you get the certain things you can't talk about. One of them is a person's weight, because you're fat shaming. You can't fat shaming, that's nasty, that's a bad thing to do. But a bunch of Hollywood women have banded together like never before, and this is including, you know, pay equality, sexual harassment. A little late to the table, but thank God they're at the table, I'll give you that much. Makes it kind of hard to believe that they're really, really, really serious about fighting this. Because you notice that after the election, where is everybody? Where's all these people that were harassed and everything else? So you've got a few of them out there still out front and center. Where experts say that several stars aren't practicing what they preach when it comes to Donald Trump's press secretary, Sarah Sanders. Now, self-proclaimed activist Chelsea Handler wrote an op-ed for Thrive. What the heck is Thrive? Back in 2016, she said, "Let's stop it with the dialogue about how women look or what they wear or if they gain or lose weight. We're more guilty of this with each other than most men are." And it's true. Women are brutal with each other. Just ask another woman. They'll tell you. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Remember, 35th email. Gets the flag. We'll be back in a few. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember what I said, 3050 email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Get one of these free flags from Grace Alley. Now listen, some of you are driving down the road or, you know where we can get from a computer and. Pull down the app. We have an Apple and an Android app. Pull them both down because on both of them, I shouldn't tell you this unless I check it out myself, right? Where the heck's my phone? Oh. Right? On both of those, you can actually, you can call, you can send an email. There it is. You can listen live, you can watch live, you can check out the stories, you get notifications as to when we post new stories. Yeah, sure, go away. And now it has ads. Isn't that wonderful? Go away. But on there, you can, there's a link button, and the link says call the show homepage. Send Joe an email. So there's no excuse if you're out and about, you want to take a second, you listen to the show, grab the app, you know, punch, send Joe an email, say, give me the flag. That's all you got to say. Give me the flag. I don't care what you say. Mention the flag. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and, whatever. Anyway, you want the flag, do some work, you'll get the flag. We're talking about fat shaming, which I'm enjoying very much. And the reason I'm enjoying it so much is because it's those on the left that keep telling us how bad it is to talk about somebody's weight, somebody's size, you know, what's going on with them. Especially if it's a woman. I mean, really, they really have a fit, don't they? So I always get a kick out of the fact that when they do it, it's a whole different story. And some of them right now, who was it, Chelsea Handler? And who's that other one thinks that she's still 21? Cher. Are beating up on Sarah Huckabee. Oh, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Cher has often spoke out about the sexualization of women. Have you seen the clothes that woman wears on stage? Is she serious? This is why I think they're demented.
You call that clothes?
Okay, the strips of cloth that she wears on stage. See, I don't want to belittle the designer of the clothing. Although, why give it to her? Clothing of the cloth, whatever. She speaks out a lot about the sexualization of women, right? She was at the Women's March on January 20th. She said that she believes in this movement. But both of those stars, Chelsea and Cher, have decided to beat on Sarah Huckabee Sanders for her looks. See, they're hypocrites. It's okay for them, again, because they're righteous. They're right, they're righteous, they got it together, they know what they're doing. Cher tweeted to Sanders on Tuesday to stop dressing like a sister wife. After fans slammed Cher for the hurtful tweet, she followed up by admitting it was kind of mean, but it was funny. So again, she's belittling it. Right? Handler's gone even further than Cher in mocking Sanders' summer horror lipstick and calling her a harlot. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't these the loving people? Aren't these the ones that say that love trumps hate? Now, apparently, they don't know the difference between the two. That's why I said to you, I can't keep up with them because I can't play by their dictionary because their dictionary isn't my dictionary or yours. There's no rhyme or reason to the way they approach it. Absolutely none. And don't fool yourself into thinking that there is. God. I love it. Saturday Night Live took a similar swipe at the press secretary's outfits by putting the show Sanders' character in a revealing outfit in a dance provocative to a pop song in last November. Look, I don't mind them taking pot shots at these people. You're in the public. People are going to make fun of you. I do dumb things. People make fun of me for some of the things I say and do. So what? It's part of the process, right? The show is also dressed as Sanders' character, played by A.D. Bryant, in a bright pink dress to mock the press secretary's frequent color choice. Penny Nance, president and CEO of Concerned Women for America, told Fox News that Cher's recent insults proves Hollywood's feminists don't play by their own rules when it comes to conservative women. Cher's attack on Sarah is yet another example of how liberal women in all types of powerful positions stand up for one another, or stand up only for those women who adhere to their ideology. We know this to be true. It's been happening for years. We've been screaming about it for years. If you're a conservative woman, Nance says, prepare to be thrown out of the feminist tent. Their message, you know, again, you want to be treated with respect and understanding and an equal. And the things you say and the way you dress and the way you carry yourself and the way you talk to us. How does that work out? And then the same things you want respect for, the same way you want us to treat you, what happens? You don't treat us that way. You don't treat our women that way. You don't treat conservative women that way. Now, that some women will be trusted, they don't support all women, especially those of us who support life, she said. Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Business and Culture at Media Research Center, echoed Nance's comments. Any of the recent attacks on Sanders and her looks are especially offensive. They don't just attack her for being conservative. They dare to treat her as if she's not a woman. They blast her clothes. They say she dresses like a sister wife. I mean, do you remember the one? Who was the woman that made fun of... She made fun of the, how the First Lady Melania dressed. And they showed a picture of that woman. Okay? Let's just put it this way. Based on their standards, based on the way they talk, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is Miss Universe 2018, 19, and 20. This is based on their standards. That woman who called out Melania for the way she dressed looked terrible. Looked like she grabbed her clothes out of a garbage can. And didn't clean them, just shook them off and put them on. And can you imagine if one of us spoke about any one of them? Look at. When it came to how people spoke about the Obama's kids, how they were dressing and what they were doing. Oh, that was terrible. That was nasty. That was disgusting. Right? When we talked about some of the suits that Mrs. Clinton was wearing. Oh, that's terrible. You're picking on a woman. That's disgusting. But you can say that Sarah Huckabee Smith looks like a harlot. And that she wore summer whore lipstick. That's okay. Double standard. That's what I've been telling you. It's not just a double standard, though. It's hypocritical. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Remember, 35th email, if you're watching, I know you, some of you are just flat out listening, but if you're watching, 35th email to joe@therealside.com. Get you one of our new sponsors, Flags. Now, look, I told you before, I'm not going to waste a whole bunch of time. These are Grace Alley flags. They're flags made right here in America. They're embroidered right here in America. The stars are embroidered. It's good material. I really enjoy having my flag. It's not a printed flag. It's got some weight to it. It's what we've come to know over the years as Made in America. All right? And not parts and pieces made everywhere else and then brought to America and sewn together. It's actually made here. So I'm living up to what I'm preaching. I hope you are too. Because, you know, I find with conservatives sometimes, not so much. You know, Tammy and I have given up a few things that companies that are blatantly, obviously communist. Okay? I mean, you got to take a stand at some point in time. You really do. And pick the thing that bothers you the most and take a stand on it. Do not let them get away with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, the time that you guys, you know, hang out with us and discuss. Not yell at, but actually discuss, because God forbid, right? But I always get a kick out of the fat-shaming thing to me, the slut-shaming thing to me, all that is great because the way they make fun of our people. And they think it's okay. They really do. I mean, you never hear them ripping each other apart for some of the things that they say about other women. And, you know, those Hollywood ingrates, I got to tell you something. I have absolutely no sympathy for them. Because you think about how many years those ladies let that go on. Guys did it, I get it. But the people that were further up in their careers and have had careers for years, think of what they could have done if they actually came together and told on these guys. If they actually came together and made a big deal, you know, if they went to one of those award banquets, instead of pounding on Trump, which is what they like because they're making a statement, like it's going to do any good, right? And the half-naked black dresses that they were wearing, instead of pounding on Trump, maybe if a dozen or two dozen got up on the stage and it went right down the row, hi, my name is Meryl Streep, and I was sexually abused by that man right there in the front row. Can you imagine if they went down the whole row like that? And I didn't say anything, and we didn't say anything because we were afraid of him. Can you imagine what would have happened other than him walking out, passing out? Cameras would have been unplugged. Or actually, people would have been such shocked they wouldn't have known what to do. Right? They act in these movies like they're so self-right because they've done the movie, they're now a hero, right? Why don't you make it real life? Why don't you play out that drama in real life? Do you know what I'm saying? Be up on that stage and lay him out. Lay it out. You ladies then would have really been heroes. Even if you were lefty loons, I still would have considered you a hero. Because you just make me nuts with all this, again, with this fat shaming and weight shaming. You came out, you talk about the president being too fat, you talk about what he looked like. Sarah Huckabee Sanders now, you're talking about her. What? So you have no boundaries, but we do. And I talk about that in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels, all the things they've taught you to hate, and you don't have to. All the labels the left gave a guy like me, and guess what? They hate labels. They don't like when you do labels. That sounded really Italian, didn't it? They don't like when you do labels. And that was labeling right there, wasn't it? Okay. Let's see. What else have we got going on here? I love these people. Oh, let me finish up on this. I about had it with this thing because it's just making me nuts. Scheer's attack on Sarah is yet another example of how liberal women in all types of powerful positions stand up for only those women that adhere to what they believe. And it's true. If you're on their page, you're fine. Right? If you're attacking a conservative, you're fine. The minute you attack a liberal, it's all over. Branding and public relations expert Scott Pinsker told Fox News that these stars are hurting their brands by attacking Trump's press secretary. An awful lot of women in America look more like Sarah Sanders than not. You know, true, because a lot of women in America don't have the $60,000, $50,000, $90,000 share that it takes to have all that plastic surgery done, Cher, because she's afraid of getting old, Cher. God. You know, they get money, and you applaud for them, and they get full of themselves. They think you're applauding for them because, you know, they're so wonderful, so great, so smart. No, they're applauding for you because you sing. You're an entertainer. You keep me happy while I'm in my chair listening to you, sing. Now, God bless that you have a great voice and a great... I don't even know if you have one anymore, but there are some people who need to retire. You know, even Frank Sinatra, I know, the God of many. At one point in time, didn't have the voice, didn't have the pipes anymore, needed to go sit down. So, as far as Sanders goes, as far as any woman goes, if I can't shame them, you can't shame them. If people on the right can't shame somebody for doing something on the left, then you can't either. Not unless you just really, truly perceive yourself as being a hypocrite. And you're okay with that. You don't even have to perceive yourself as being a hypocrite. Just understand that you is one. So, Tarj Stearns posted a story up on his website, which I think is great, because these are the things I get the biggest kick out of. You know, when Google does its... they do that little thing at the top of the Google search thing. You know, somebody's 119th birthday and this and that and the other thing. And it's gotten to the point where you can't really find out a lot about the things that are important to people like me, especially when it comes to religion, or you get some kind of twisted viewpoint. So Google Home doesn't know who Jesus is. Now, Home is that thing with, you know, they got Alexa and, what is it, the iPhone has Siri, and I think the Windows Bing. No, Windows has Katera, whatever it's called, where you can talk to it, and it responds to you. Some folks across America are wondering if the Google Home smart speakers have an inversion to Christianity. A number of users have complained that Google's popular virtual assistant can identify Allah and Buddha, but couldn't find Jesus to save its life. Google, who is Allah? Now, there's a video. Let me see if it's still posted. It's got over 6 million views. Let's see if I can play this for you. That would be great, wouldn't it? Come on. Sound would be nice. Oh, you have to unmute it, apparently. Okay. Give me a second. We'll make this happen, I promise.
In Islamic theology, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator.
All right. Let's start that over. I'm sorry.
So, I'm testing out Google. Hey, Google, who is Allah?
According to Wikipedia, in Islamic theology, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator, sustainer, ordainer, and judge of everything in existence.
Hey, Google, who is Buddha?
According to Wikipedia, Gautama Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama, Shakyamuni Buddha, or simply the Buddha, after the title of Buddha, was an ascetic and sage on whose teachings Buddhism was founded.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus Christ?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
All righty, well, let's try this. Hey, Google.
Maybe she should ask who Jesus was. They would have said the gardener or something like that, don't you think? Right?
Google, who is New Age?
According to Wikipedia, New Age is a term applied to a range of spiritual or religious beliefs and practices that developed in Western nations during the 1970s.
Okay, let's try it. Hey, Google, who is Brahman?
On the website bbc.co.uk, they say, Hindus believe that there is one true God, the Supreme Spirit, called Brahman. Brahman has many forms, pervades the whole universe, and is symbolized by the sacred...
Wow, pretty cool how that works, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break, seriously. Seriously.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. We can pull it down now. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, if you're interested in the flag, right? And we're getting there. We're about halfway through. Right? 35th email that I get. And I told you how to do it. There's a dozen ways to make it happen. Right? All you got to do is go up to the... just send an email. joe@therealside.com. 35th email I get, just say, send me the flag. And if you're on your cell phone or you can't get your email or whatever, you can always pull down the application, the RealSide app that's on Apple, it's on Android. And in that, you can actually send an email right from the app. Just, you just hit the button, send Joe an email. You say, send me a flag. Bang, gone. You can head to the website, and in the store, you can buy the flag. Right? Help support one of our sponsors, or you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So much going on. All right. So I've been playing this piece where the... this woman is trying to find out from Google, what is that thing?
Google Home.
Google Home. As opposed to what? Google Away? And then she's asked who Buddha is. She's asking all these questions. But when she gets to Jesus Christ, the thing is confused. It doesn't know what to do. Take a listen. Seriously. I was offended. Get it? All right.
Good syllable, Om. Most Hindus believe that Brahman is present in every person as the eternal spirit or soul, called the Atman.
Let me try this again. Hey, Google, who is Jesus Christ?
My apologies. I don't understand.
Hey, Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
What does that mean?
We probably need to call the programmers. Okay, that was interesting. What are your thoughts?
So, you sit there and you wonder, this isn't a matter of, oh, God, we forgot to put Jesus in there. That's not it at all. These things are programmed. They're programmed how to look for things, how to lay out the information. Now, isn't that interesting? Google's never been a fan of religion at all, in any way. But the fact of the matter is that you can find out who Allah is, Buddha. I go down the whole list. You know, Krishna, any of those is really sad. And you can't tell me, like you're trying to tell me with the 5,000 missing text messages, it's a coincidence. And this woman gave it plenty of time. She went around a few times. She goes on to say in the written portion of this, I even asked Google, who is David Sams? Google knew who I was, but Google did not know who Jesus was. And she goes on to say that Google didn't know who God was. A number of smart speaker owners across the country are wondering if it's a simple oversight or something more than that. Maybe a little bit more sinister at play. See, I don't know if it's sinister. I just think they don't believe, they don't care to believe, so therefore they're going to save you from believing. You know, look at how they operate. Look at how the progressive Dems operate. This is nothing new. They do this all the time. They're going to make sure that you don't get trapped in a religion, trapped in a belief, trapped for a singer or a radio show or a TV show. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that you don't get trapped. It's kind of scary. It's almost like Google has taken Jesus and God out of the smart audio. Google released a statement on Fox 17 saying it meant no disrespect to the Christians and or to the Son of God, the one that we don't believe in. The reason Google Assistant didn't respond with the information about who is Jesus or who is Jesus Christ was not a disrespect, but oh my God, instead to ensure respect. So, the best way to respect somebody is to forget who they are. Can you imagine? This is why I keep telling you. You guys, some of you guys got irritated with me. You cannot smoke enough crack to believe this. Right? A Google spokesman went on to say that the content from certain topics can be vulnerable to vandalism and spam, and if their systems detect such circumstances, the assistant might not reply. We're exploring different solutions in temporary disabling these responses for religious figures on the assistant. Why? Why not have Google simply respond the way it's listed in the dictionary or anywhere else? Jesus is believed to be by Christians. Jesus is believed to be by some. Google, get a hold of me. I'll help you write this. Okay? I mean, you guys are supposed to be wizards, the smartest people on the planet. You can't figure this one out? It ain't that hard. This stuff there makes me crazy because we have no place else to go. And I've already been through this with you guys. We've allowed this to happen. We've let this happen. Because we've frequented these places. We believe that Google was the only place to go. I mean, Microsoft's not much better. They have Bing, but I don't know if Bing would keep you from being able to answer any of these questions. You'd have to find out. For those of you who have Windows phones or Windows devices, Windows laptops, Cortana, whatever the heck her name. There you go, Cortana. Which is really close to a nasty Italian word. They should have never used that. They shouldn't have. I'm just thinking, too many glasses of wine, this could get interesting. Sorry. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the store, support the show, become a Patreon member. That's always good, too. Right? You can help support the show, keep the show on the air in your area by throwing me a few bucks. Nancy Pelosi, we gotta end on a, I want to say a happy note. How about a confused note? Would that work? Pelosi says Trump's immigration proposal is part of a campaign to make America white again. Now, think about what she's saying here. She's basically saying that the only people who have talent, the only people who could bring anything of substance to America is white folk. Right? I mean, that's what she's saying, because what President Trump is saying, we want you to have some kind of, I don't know, something you can bring to the table. We want you to add value. So according to Nancy, the only people who can add value are white people. Isn't that what she's saying? Right? She says that Trump's proposal would offer a path to citizenship for 1.8 million so-called dreamers and call for $25 billion of funding for a border wall and for security. It also calls for cracking down on chain migration and diversity visa lottery programs. The administration's anti-immigration framework is an act of staggering cowardice, which attempts to hold the Dreamers hostage to a hateful anti-immigration scheme. Wait a minute. Whoa. He's letting 2 million people in. How is that anti-immigration scheme? The 50% cut to legal immigration in the framework and the recent announcements to end temporary protected status for Central Americans and Haitians are both part of the same cruel, cruel agenda. Look, if you're here temporarily from Haiti, or from Central America because you came here because there was a natural disaster and you're waiting for the city or the town or what have you to be fixed. Don't you want to go back eventually? Wasn't that the whole idea behind temporary protected status? Seriously. I mean, it makes sense to me. But she's, you know, a little off. But it's got to be, you know, Trump trying to make the country white again. That's what, see, this stuff didn't work for them last time. So my friends on the right that are getting really nasty and heated and bothered about all this, don't. This isn't going to work any more than Republicans hate, you know, blacks, Hispanics, women, clean air, children, clean water. Not going to work. To say we're against middle America, the average working person. Well, the average working person under the hater known as Trump is actually making more money. It's got more work. Just got a $1,000 bonus and up to a $2,400 in tax breaks. I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused. What if that's hate, then your sign is really whack too, right? Love Trump's hate? You can't let that one go. Because the nasties, the things that you say and do are just amazing. And that is so backwards. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Keep them coming because I am, you know, 35th email I get. The 35th one to Joe at therealside.com because we almost there. We haven't reached there yet, though. Therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. You will get one of those beautiful flags. But you got to let me know what you think about it, too. All right, that's the caveat. Anyway, have a great weekend. Seriously, be safe. I want you back here next week. We're here Monday through Friday and other times, other places. Check the website, therealside.com, for stations and times. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and a great weekend.